I'm guessing I'm not going out on a limb if I say you're feeling pretty good about the way it all went down.
Oh, yeah. We, all around, not only from the Baltimore community, the merchant community, our sponsors, but also from the visiting crews, our major partner, the U.S. Navy, the Canadian and British partners and representatives. You know, we had a special ceremony yesterday, to a person. We're hearing nothing but very positive reactions to everything that has taken place this past week.
I think a lot of people want to know how much you had to bribe the weather people to get the kind of forecast we had, because for an event like this, that's really key. I mean, the weather can make or break it.
Absolutely. For an outdoor event like this, Mother Nature smiled on us, so we were very, very lucky on that.
What kind of things are you hearing from the local business community? Because it sounds like many of them were very happy with the number of people they had coming through their front doors.
Yeah, and it wasn't just the Inner Harbor. That's the beautiful thing. You know, this was an event that took place everywhere from Martin State Airport on the east side of southeast corner of Baltimore County, all the way around, swinging around the harbor to the tip of the Locust Point Peninsula, Fort McHenry. So merchants from Fells Point, Little Italy, Locust Point, all over, just Federal Hill, very, very happy. The cash registers were ringing loud and clear over this past week.
Now, I understand you've hired a company out of where? Pittsburgh, of all places, to tell you how many people were here?
Yeah, that's it. Well, there are, you know, like anything, there's a specialty. I mean, we want to be very righteous. We want the methodology to be accurate and correct.
Is it that complicated? I'm just wondering why you had to go to Pittsburgh.
Well, yeah, it's not like, firms that specialize in this. Forward Analytics is highly recognized to do this in the industry. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it's not like, you know, there wasn't a traffic counter at 395 and Pratt Street. The methodology that was used by Forward Analytics is not only analyzing the turnstile at, say, the Baltimore Visitor Center or restaurants, receipts, the retail sales tax that comes in from the merchants from the corner, from the quarter or the month. Mm-hmm. It's also, they had people on the ground doing visitor intercept surveys, you know, going up to people while they were waiting at M&T Bank Stadium for the shuttle. Where are you from? How many in your party? How much do you think you spent? Where are you staying? How long are you staying? This is where the real economic impact comes from, and that's the only way that you can get a handle on that is to do surveys with visitors like that.
How long is it going to take to get some final numbers?
We're projecting that it'll be about September. Of course, there'll be new information. We'll have good information. We already have good information. We know the Baltimore Visitor Center had more, you know, it had its record high numbers.
Wow.
That is true of many, many Harbor Place merchants.
You have a ballpark figure? I mean, you know, are we talking close to a million people, a few hundred thousand? Are we?
Oh, I just wouldn't want to speculate. I want, you know, like it is, you want the first horse out of the gate to be, you know, to win place and show.
Uh-huh.
So, but, you know, it was obvious. Anybody who was anywhere near the harbor saw that there were hundreds of thousands of people here, and where it ends is anybody's guess. We really want to be very righteous in our statement of estimate and of impact.
Do we have an estimate yet of how much this all cost?
Oh yeah, well I think we've said from the beginning the cost was between $5 and $6 million. That was not taxpayer dollars by any means. As you know, AT&T, Papa John's Pizza, Constellation Energy significantly underwrote these costs. The commemorative coin, which we still need Marylanders and your listeners to buy, because this is a 3-year bicentennial. You know, this won't, our big moment will be in September 2014. So we need folks still to give those commemorative coins as gifts. Surcharge proceeds come back to the commission to pay the bills for celebration, as well as future bills and investments. And then earned income, there was significant earned income. We know that our own merchandise sold extremely well. So the taxpayers of Maryland, although there was an investment, but I would say that no more than sort of 1/6 of that up to $6 million came from the taxpayers of Maryland.
Pretty good start to what's going to be a more than 2-year celebration. Thanks, Bill. Bill Pensick is the executive director of the War of 1812 Bicentennial Commission.